Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the Kreflins who live on Pluto. It's a Kuiper Belt object. Thank you, Neil deGrasse. Good morning to the moon, glowing so high in the sky. Can't wait to visit you. I'm on the list for a condo. Climb aboard your rocket ship. You'll be really hip. It's Friday, October the 27th, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc. It's right around 7:17 a.m. here in Grinkentown on the Olympic Peninsula. I stayed up too late last night. I was shitposting. I promised myself I wouldn't shitpost. Yeah, I stayed up a little bit late last night, if you can understand and or believe it. First topic, headline, Polish beer company is brewing Yanni beer made with the vaginal bacteria of goddesses. This was written by Jennifer Sandlin on October the 27th, which I guess is today. And I read on. Kickstreamer and OnlyFans star Caitlin Amaranth Siragusa recently announced that she will be collaborating with Polish beer company The Order of Yanni Beer to create the next Essence beer, a line of beers featuring the essence, i.e. the vaginal bacteria, of goddesses like Siragusa. Dexerto provides more information. Well, thank you, Dexerto. According to the Twitch streamer, Polish brewery, the Order of Yanni wants her to send them her yeast for a new kind of beer. She's really, really excited. Siragusa confirmed that she will be working with a company to produce this beer, and they have a history of using models yeast for quite a few years now. I'm actually working with a beverage company. It's not my own. I'm still doing that project. There's a beer company. They're European. They want me to send in my vaginal yeast, the streamer revealed. Like, basically, like pap smear myself. They want to make beer using my vaginal yeast, like the same profile, huh, I guess. I checked out the Yanni Beer website, and it's interesting. Here's some choice marketing copy to pull you in. Inside a woman of your dreams, your object of desire, her charm, her sensuality, her passion, try her taste, feel her smell, hear her voice, pugnacity, charm, sensuality, femininity, beauty, elegance, grace. Now free your fantasies and imagine that with a magic wand, phrasing, you can close it in. Close it in one bottle of beer. The golden drink brewed with her lure and grace and flavored with instincts and other juices. The company also describes the process of creating beer from vaginal bacteria. Much time is devoted in seeking such a woman. one who possesses all the desired instincts, a goddess, which we wanted to frame, you know, in our bottle. We have discovered a process of transmission of her essence, her femininity, her instincts, by the isolation of lactic acid bacteria from her yoni. The crucial part of the process is to ensure the safety of our product. I hope so, herpes. During isolation, the material examined for the absence of other bacteria and viruses. Oh, too bad, herpes. These procedures prevent other bacteria and viruses from surviving, thus allowing only the lactobacillus bacteria to grow. Once again, in terms of assurance and safety, assurance of safety, making you safe, is the final examination of the multiplied lyophilized bacteria. Before you use in the preparation of the material, lyophilized bacteria is examined for the presence of foreign DNA and or RNA, somebody call Maury Povich. This assures that only lactobacillus bacteria is used and is completely safe and healthy. Once the bacteria is isolated, cleaned, and identified, it is then multiplied to the quantity that allows for the preparation of culture starter kits that are used in the brewery during beer fermentation. Yoni lactobacillus is used in the production of a limited edition sour ale, lambics, flanker ales, and sour stouts, and something called clam chowder. Amaranth isn't the first goddess featured in Yoni's essence beers. The goddesses page of their website currently features three others: Monica Sintix, Paulina Alexandra, and Patricia Dykesa, all from Poland. Who would have thought? So what do you think? Would you drink Yoni essence beer? As tempting as some might find it, I'm going to politely pass. Okay. Well, thank you for that breaking critical news, baby. In the future, the California Dreaming video will be seen as naive, bright-siding, utopian bullshit. In the future, swamp masters herding their hooker women will lurk in the regions east of New York City. They will harvest sewage crab and live off of snail greases and the lost virgin patties. It will be hard, but their names will be Throg and Grig and Tools, and they will be feared in the future. In the future, the dancing nurses will be found, along with D.B. Cooper and the cause of World Trade Center 7 collapse, baby. All found, all verified. Sure, you'll use these secret papers to keep yourself warm, and you'll burn the plastic coverings too as you cower in your cave on the run from the Higlin crew and the other droogs hanging near the ivory sands of Till. And still their hearts will be warm and yellow in the future. In the future, the bullet will be gold and gold will be power. Heinous derby riders shooting horses for taco meat will be chased out of Florida and find refuge in the storm drains of Dallas. The underground world, covered in mold and slime, becomes their empire of madness, and the lost ones are forgotten. as their bones turn to dust in the future. Way off in the future, people will live on Mars. They'll have fancy cars and martinis at bars. They will ski Olympus Mons and hang out with Elon Musk, but that'll be a robot Elon Musk. Carbon unit Musk will be dead by then. He died in the Tesla accident in 2031. Many will come to his funeral dressed in steel and suede, wondering and wandering the cemetery, finding only reflections of their own monkey failure in the future. In the future, you will go to a bar and you'll order a beer and you'll say to yourself, can I have the Vag Juice number 7? Can I have the Boovula Ale? Can I have the Spliz Juice? I'm feeling antsy. It's filled with Nancy. There are parts of it connected to her. My name is Yancy. Give me your vaginal beer. In the future, there will be vaccines that allow you to grow special kinds of tumors. The tumors will be shaped like and taste like little cheeseburgers. You'll grow them on your arm. It'll do no harm as you cut off a cheeseburger, as you rip it off your flesh, like your David Koresh. In the future, people will travel so fast they will arrive before they left. In the future, people will have robot cousins that stay with them for Thanksgiving, but also end up wrecking the house. In the future, dogs will have IQs of 300, and humans will be just as dumb as today. In the future, you'll travel on an ocean that's brown, an ocean that smells. Everything is almost dead. You'll hang out with a dude named Ned. He'll talk about the jellyfish and jellyfish farming, because the oceans are dying and the crabs are mush. Get your ocean chicken. It's a new kind of thing since 2011. Coming from somewhere in Japan. You wonder where in the future? In the future, the Federal Reserve will print over $13.6 quadrillion times 10 to the 8 millionth power. They will give you a dollar with scientific notation. It will look real strange. It will buy you some mange. You'll go to the bread store and one note will get you one loaf of bread, baby, and that'll be a day's work in the future. In the future, when people begin to travel through time, they will destroy the future. They'll rewrite it and they'll keep going back further. They'll be disappointed. So they'll go back further, right to the beginning of time. They'll see a little squishy thing writhing on the earth. They'll step on it and then drink some Vag beer. The future's amazing. In the future, you will live in a pod, a POD, that will be roughly 50 square feet. You will have one pair of clothes. You'll get to shower once every month. You'll share a bar of soap with everybody in your block. The Sector 7 people will come by to check your nads. If you don't clean yourself, they'll use steel wool. They'll get you clean because you gotta work at the beer factory. Yeah, in the future. Dan, that's crazy. You're crazy. I know I am, Mr. Scrumbo. Next topic. So here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Grieving is tough as shit. What does that mean, Dan? Well, I'll keep it simple. There's different kinds of grieving. There's the obvious kind where you grieve over a loved one. You lose somebody you care about, a friend, a family member, and in really tragic situations, a kid. And that kind of grieving could take a long time. For some people, they never get over it. And then there's grieving over your stuff, your shit, your home, your car, your reality. If you're currently a pyramid schemer, believing your home is worth $2.5 million, at some point in the near future, you're going to go through all the Kubler-Ross stages in one day. I mean, I might be living in a camper, but the one thing I can say is I went through my stages of grieving beginning 10 years ago. So I'm ahead of most of you. You better catch up. There's many kinds of ways in which we grieve. We feel sad. I left Utah a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, and I have a friend of mine I haven't heard from. I hope he's okay, but I'm going to leave him alone. Maybe he needs his space. I have no idea. I have another friend I send emails to and communicate with. I miss her. And I miss the dog Boomer. I miss Bailey. I miss Kia. I miss Thrasher. I miss Shaggy. I miss them all. And I've been grieving over that. Maybe because during those 2.5 years, as imperfect as it was the most peace I've had in my whole fucking life. And I don't know another word to use. Peace seems appropriate. I had food, water, shelter. I made enough money to get by. I existed and I was accepted. And these days, that's kind of like winning the existential lottery. Next topic. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Game theory over behaviorism. I'll let you think on that one. Next topic. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. Elon Musk is the Eddie Haskell of space. You all remember Eddie Haskell from Leave It to Beaver. I think somebody's going to steal that for a beer name. Yeah. Elon Musk is the Eddie Haskell of space. When I look at the SpaceX rocket ships, ignoring the fact that it looks kind of like CGI, they look like 1950s rocket ships. They look like the kind of crap I saw on sci-fi theater on Channel 11 when I was a kid on Saturdays. That doesn't mean they're fake. It's just they don't really look real. They seem about as real as Eddie Haskell coming by to see Miss Cleaver to check out her beaver. Because you know that Eddie Haskell has a hidden agenda, just like our good friend Elon. I don't have any idea what his real agenda is. From my perspective, he's smoke and mirrors bullshit. It's kind of like Twitter. I mock people who tell me, well, since Elon Musk took over, Twitter's such a free speech platform. Really? Because those of us who've been exiled multiple times haven't noticed one fucking difference. Whoever or whatever he is Eddie Haskelling all of us about outer space. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth. He tells us how we're going to go to Mars, but let's get real. Since 1961, less than 700 unique human beings have been to this thing, quote unquote, that we call space. And those are rookie numbers, brothers and sisters. Okay, you want me to get excited about space? Multiply that number times 10 and do it in the space of a couple years. Multiply it times 100. Then you're going to get closer to numbers that are meaningful. But less than 700 people looks like a fucking joke. It looks like space is a joke. That if you take every human being that's been alive since 1961 and you make that the denominator, and your numerator is 700, well, brothers and sisters, that's not a number that even, you know, Richard Pryor in Superman 3 would be interested in. There ain't no pennies to get there, Richard. Space looks like a fucking joke. It does. Outer space looks like a joke. Next topic. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Social media is a mind-controlled trash heap. That's right, social media is a mind-controlled trash heap. And if you put more weight into it than that, you're probably trash too. I've had lots of people tell me that their life is better because of social media, just like I've had people tell me that their life is better because of their smart device. I think they're crazy. And also, it doesn't matter. There's a quote I bring up periodically, and it resonates. And it's one of these quotes that has different sources, but it goes like this. Those whom the gods are about to destroy, they first make mad. And when I look at social media, I don't see sanity. I don't see human communication and friendship. I see a lot of people groping at things that they should be building in their own fucking neighborhood. I see a lot of people bright-siding each other, a lot of people Eddie Haskelling each other, a lot of people gaslighting each other. And if I haven't spoken to you on the phone or met you in person, exactly how real do you think I believe you are? Do you think I believe you're real because maybe you donated to my podcast? Brothers and sisters, the Fed's printing tons of money. They could hand out money to every U.S. Air Force NSA troll farm and give everybody a little account, and they can play pretend and donate a few bucks so that people can believe they exist on the internet. But I know what's really going on. A, I'm not special. B, you're not special. And C, this is the end game. This is the part of the game where people are getting paid to mind fuck each other. This is the part of the game where the empire implodes. And if you think it's a slow burn, ha 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 ha, so far, get ready, because discontinuous systems are a thing. And nature doesn't give a fuck about you. So spend your time on social media. Spend your time in the intellectual landfill. Why don't you put lots of weight into it and think it's important? Because you're probably trash too. That's it. If that bothers you, then why don't you open your door, go down the street, and take a look outside. Put down your smartphone, put down whatever technology you think you need. I didn't have a cell phone till I was 31. Why don't you learn to live without the dog collar? What if you try to live for a few hours? And if you tell me, well, Dan, I can't do it, my job's connected to it, then you've admitted you're a slave. You've admitted that that thing you hold on to, it's not a tool. You're the tool. You're not using your phone. It's using you, buddy. Well, Dan, I've got an Instagram account. I've got a TikTok. I'm on Mines. I get crypto. Hey, did you see that cat? Yeah, I just don't care. I'm currently on Twitter because I'm trying to use it to market my podcast. That's my crazy. That's my confusion. I have no illusions about the following. A, even if I was a good podcaster, there's zero probability I will ever end up being successful at it. B, the reason is simply this. That world is coming to an end. And it's not being replaced with the reset or the one world government. They're not going to come to your home and pick you up and take you someplace with warm food. And if you lived in a city in 2020 and you don't know that that city, as I've said so many times before, is the FEMA camp, then you are deluded. And they're not going to waste diesel to pick you up. And they're not going to waste any food to deliver. And you will stare at your smart device for probably several weeks in the hope that something will happen. I'm at the point now where I consider the reset and the one world government and the slow burn and the hyperstagflation and all these other scenarios, they look like bright siding to me. They look like wishful thinking. It looks like you're mind fucking yourself. That's mental masturbation, isn't it? Next topic, right, Mr. Scrumbo? Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. You can trust Lenny to not crush mice more than you can trust the government to not crush your dreams. You can trust Lenny from Of Mice and Men to not crush the little mice or to shake Curly's wife to death more than you can trust the government to not crush your dreams. Lenny's responsible compared to the government. Lenny has a conscience. You can trust Lenny from Of Mice and Men more than you can trust your government, baby. And here's the last quote from Dr. Freckles. A rational person that gets kicked in the genitals enough, that's kicked in the nads enough, a rational person that gets abused enough eventually ends up an anarchist. I mean, you can get there through study, you can get there through school, or you can live the school of life and live through layers of disappointment. Yeah, I've talked about this in the past. When I left the Army in 1999, I was pretty much an anarchist then. And I recognize I probably was one since I was a little kid. But then I fell in love. And I fell in love with a voter. And, you know, love is love, and it is what it is. And I'm not going to beat up on my ex, but the fact is I chose to be somebody different to make a relationship work. And that's a bad idea. That's a really terrible idea. If I could travel back in time about 30-some years, I'd probably say, Dan, you know, you need to accept who you are and fuck everybody else. You see, it took me until I was more or less, almost 50 years old before I said to myself, this is who I am. I am happy with who I am. My job here is not to bright side you. And by the way, if you follow me on Twitter and it upsets you that I'm a little bit dark, then why don't you block me? But if you send me another tweet talking about bright siding, I'm gonna block you. Not because it matters, but because it's a trash heap. If you're going to take a garbage dump and make it seem like the Oscars, if you're going to take a pile of shit and make it seem like shrimp salad, then that's your problem, pal. I'm not going to bright side you. I'm not going to tell you everything turns out okay. And at the end of the day, if you get kicked in the balls enough and you don't die, and you have a little bit of an IQ that's, I don't know, close enough to smart, you're going to figure out that this government's a bully. And it's irrational. And it attracts the worst people, not the best. And that will never, ever change. The only thing that will change is all governments do collapse. I'm sorry, they do. And if you think, as I've said so many times, this is Germany 1933, you've got problems, pal. This is not Germany 1933. This is not Russia 1917. This is Berlin, April 1945. And pal, you can bright side all you want to about the reset, about the one world government, about all your other nonsense you need to believe to think that this thing's going to keep rolling along. You can talk about the slow burn and the stagflation. You can talk about your crypto all day. But there will be that moment when your butt cheeks pucker up and your phone hasn't worked for 2 weeks, and you might begin to realize that all that time you spent on crypto was quite literally and figuratively a waste of frickin' time. Anywho. Get kicked in the balls enough, if you get kicked in the boovula enough, if you get punched in the face enough and you can keep your wits about you and not die, you may come to realize that the person kicking you and beating you is not smart, they're just powerful. And they're the kind of power that you can't ignore. Because the only thing that it can take from you at the end of the day is your life. Everything else, you can live it. You can live it. You can do it. Yeah, do you have to make choices to quote-unquote draw outside the lines? Yes. But you can find your way to freedom. It starts with recognizing that you have a right to exist, and that right doesn't require any piece of paper, ever. If you like this podcast, and I don't know why, you can donate to it. I'm serious. There's a PayPal link. But before you donate, listen to the following disclaimer. Take care of your food, water, shelter. do this before you pay me. If you have food for yourself, 6 months or more, baby, make sure you have food for your pet. Make sure you have food for your pet. Just don't watch your dog die, because your dog will look out for you and your cat might help you if you have a garden. I'll be that nice. If there are people in your life that need help, help them first before you donate to some random fool. And remember, shit's about to get really crazy and the slow burn is almost behind us. I call it the, more like what I call recently, the last year and a half or 24 months, the brief intermission. But unlike the COVID and the BLM Antifa and the Putin drag queen story time and whatever paraglider, vaginal beer, Hamas-Israeli nonsense is going on right now, unlike that, what's coming is real. It's not fake. It's not CGI. It's not something where you look at a picture and say to yourself, paragliders? And many of you, especially if you think the garbage dump of social media is your home, many of you are going to be alone. Many of you will. Because instead of building actual social networks, you've wasted your time in a digital ghetto. But that's okay too, because you'll still have time to learn. The most important thing to do in a survival situation, long before purify water, long before hunt down a deer, the most important thing you can do if things go sideways is keep your wits about you. Don't go crazy. So here's some more advice before you donate to me. Give yourself a break. The restaurants are still open. The grocery stores, from what I can tell, they still sell steak. You can still do things that can make you happy, that's part of this world, that's going to be probably not part of the world to come. And as long as you can do those things, and if you have the resources, why don't you give yourself a break? Because that is the kind of, how can I phrase it, the kind of brain therapy, mental therapy that a lot of folks could use right now. And remember, there have been good times and bad times throughout history. Okay, throughout history. I talk about the 14th century crisis a lot, but, you know, throughout history, things get dark, literally and figuratively. But it wasn't the end of the world, and it's still not the end of the world. So before you donate to me, donate to yourself. But if you've done all this, and you have gold and cocaine and hookers and whiskey and plenty to share, if you're a Texas billionaire or a Bitcoin baron who's convinced Bitcoin's going to $1 million, then why don't you prove it and donate to me? You made it this far. Unless you're a dumb person and you like punishing yourself, you might have liked the podcast. So go ahead and donate. Prove your optimism. Prove your bright siding. On the other hand, maybe you're full of shit. Okay? But if you want to donate, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Most of the people I know don't have any money at all. It's Friday. Friday, October the 27th, 2023, Boblimpdoc. It's almost 8 a.m., the sun is coming up. The darkness is going away. The birds are singing their song. It's time to go make yourself an egg McMuffin, a sausage McGriddle. Get up. Go to your nasty car. Go to work. Hang out at the stripper bar. And have a great rest of your Friday and a great frickin' weekend. Right, Mr. Scrumbo? That's right. I'm gonna go get some Boovula beer. Oh, that's my name. patent pending.